Welcome to The Shrinking Man Project. The Shrinking Man Project, Episode 20, Breaking the Tyranny of the Scale. Hi guys, you're listening to Episode 20 of The Shrinking Man Project. I'm Doc Coleman, and I am The Shrinking Man. At least most of the time I am. We are back to philosophy again this week. Today's topic is something that I had planned on talking about way back before I started the podcast. But Julie mentioned something over on the Facebook fan page this week that fit in perfectly with this topic and put a new spin on things for me. And I think that, taken together, it ends up being a really good strategy for dealing with plateaus in a weight loss program. So, without any further ado,
on with the philosophy!
When I originally sat down to write this segment, I was thinking about people who try to lose weight and weigh themselves every day, sometimes multiple times a day. Some people manage to do this reasonably, but more often than not, you see someone becoming obsessed with that number on the scale. Instead of becoming a guideline of progress, the scale becomes some horrible taskmaster. I have seen people drive themselves nuts because they gained a pound since the day before, or because they didn't lose any from one day to the next. It's as if they're actively looking for something to panic about, for some measure that they can use to find themselves wanting. They seem like their lives are being ruled by the scale. The scale is a tool, not a tyrant. And it isn't the only tool at our disposal. Our bodies fluctuate in weight during the course of the day, and how much your daily weight fluctuates depends on when you eat, what you eat, and how active you are. Even if you're weighing yourself at the same time every day, there's going to be a variance. The error factor on a single weigh-in can be as high as plus or minus 4 pounds. When you're looking at trying to lose 2 pounds a week, a 4-pound error factor can make your individual weigh-ins pretty meaningless. When we are looking at weight, we're looking at trends over time. The individual points aren't as important as the pattern that they form. While there is nothing inherently wrong with weighing yourself every day, it really isn't necessary. Once a week is usually enough to give you an idea of how your weight loss is trending. Sometimes you will get an errant weight that doesn't fit the curve or indicates a sudden change. And this could be a warning, or it could just be an error. These are the bumps in the road. You don't panic over them, but you pay attention to them and make small changes to get yourself back on track. If you're not really off track, a small change won't hurt. If you do have a problem, then by making that change, you've already started to lessen it. In the end, you'll have to watch the trend to see if a real issue is there. I had mentioned before that Julie had pointed out an article on the Facebook fan page. She pointed out an article from dailyspark.com that listed 10 signs that you're getting healthier, even if the scale doesn't move. You can find a link to the article on the fan page or in the show notes of this episode. The article is a good reminder that weight isn't the only way to measure how successful your weight loss program is or how you're doing with it. If your clothes are fitting differently, even though your weight stays exactly the same, that's a sign that there's some changes going on. If you have more energy during the day, or if you find that tasks that used to be a chore are now much easier, this is another sign that you are making active, positive change. Don't just cling to the scale. choose a few other ways to measure your progress. Look out for new signs of progress. And here's one thing that I really need to remember. Don't think that just because the scale doesn't move, that you are stuck. Yeah, I did that one myself. There may be changes going on that the scale doesn't detect. Some things may be noticeable, but not measurable down to an exact number. Part of this whole process is learning about your body and developing a better relationship with it. Break the tyranny of the scale. Use it as a tool. But remember, you have other tools at your disposal. When one tool fails you, you move on to the next.
Off to the scales!
Right, so now that I've convinced you that your scales are useless, it's time for me to go consult mine and find out what it says for this week. So while I go get weighed, I shall leave you with a new promo that I've found.
Beginning May the 8th, 2011, Words from Walter is a new series featuring the diary excerpts of Walter, the undead hitman from Boiling Point, the first volume of Frank. From the mind of Neil Colquhoun, in conjunction with the real Walter Schuller, discover secrets, lies, death, and regret as we delve into the diary of a troubled hitman residing in hell. For more about the author, please visit neilcolquhoun.com. That is neilcolquhoun.com. Stay alive.
If you enjoyed Frank Boiling Point, then you'll be glad to hear that Neil Colquhoun is back with a new story, Words from Walter. This is a complement to the Frank series, not a sequel. In it, you can hear the words of the undead hitman Walter as he tries to forward the devil's plan to gain a foothold on Earth. At least, that's what Neil tells me. The series starts on Sunday, May 8th, so I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet. Hey! Let's listen together.
The weigh-in.
Well, my weight finally changed this week. I gained 2 pounds, putting me up to 294 pounds. Actually, I'm not at all surprised. I haven't been keeping track of my food this past week, and I haven't really worried about it. It has been kind of a vacation. Now, I'm restarting the program. I don't know that this will shake me off the plateau that I've been on. I'm not even sure that I've actually gained 2 pounds is within the typical margin of error. I gave myself a week off due to my surgery, but now my holes have healed and it's time to get back to work.
The week in review.
There were no exercises this week. It was a rest week, and I spent my time recuperating from last week's surgery. I do seem to be healing well from the procedure. One odd thing about being on blood thinners is that one tends to bruise rather easily, and those bruises can sometimes tend to spread rather quickly. Every single place where they stuck me for an IV has bruised, although those do appear to be clearing up now. The worst marks are on my right elbow, where they actually went in for the surgery, and a place on my stomach where a pair of my Lovenox injections seem to have bruised and met up. I'm starting to see signs that these are healing, but it can be a little tough to tell with the way that the blood tends to pool. So far, these don't seem to become anything worrisome, but I am keeping an eye on them. Because of my recovery, I haven't been tracking my food this past week. Earlier in the week, I tried a few things that I haven't had in quite a while, and I found that my tastes have changed. I used to like things like Pizza Hut's stuffed crust pizza, but now I find that anything other than the thin crust is just too chewy and greasy for me. So, as the week progressed, I found myself drifting back to the more sensible food that I was eating on my diet. I think I'm really ready to go back on the program and start tracking things again. But this has been an interesting experiment. This week also saw me kicking off my preparations for Balticon in a serious way. Time is running out, and, well, my money is running out too. Everything costs, and even with trying to be careful with spending, little things add up. I think I've kind of hit the limit where I can get away with cutting costs on things without cutting the quality as well. I really need to find some ways to bring in some more money, and I could really use some ideas. But hopefully, I'll make a good showing at Balticon. Hope to see you there.
Lessons learned.
I'm not ready to go solo, but I am doing better. Someday I hope that the good habits that I develop on the diet will become so well ingrained that I won't need to track my food in order to maintain my weight. I'm not there yet, but my eating habits have definitely improved. Some of the old stuff that I used to eat, it makes me sick now, and that makes it easier to eat well.
Moving forward.
Once more into the breach. It's time to get back to tracking my food and kick in the old exercise program again. With luck, that'll help me break the impasse that I've been at, but even if the scale stays right where it is, eating better and exercising will make me healthier in the long run.
Feedback!
I don't think that we've had any feedback this past week, except for the stuff that I've already mentioned from the Facebook fan page. I'm still waiting to hear from a lot of you. How are things going with you? To tell me, just leave comments on the blog at theshrinkingmanproject.com or send me an email at doc@theshrinkingmanproject.com. You can always leave a voicemail at 240-745-5022. Or head on over to Facebook and join the fans of the Shrinking Man Project. If you've got a podcast, send me your promos. As always, I'd really appreciate it if you could leave a review on iTunes or Podcast Alley. Please tell your friends about the podcast. And if you've enjoyed what you've heard and you feel like you'd like to give something back, feel free to leave something in the tip jar. Above all, have a good week. Keep losing that weight. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
This podcast is copyright 2011 by The Shrinking Man Project. All rights reserved. The Shrinking Man Project is distributed and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 United States license. That means that you're welcome to pass it around, but you can't claim that it's yours, you can't charge money for it, and you can't make changes to the podcast.
The Shrinking Man Project is a Swimming Cat Studios production. For more information and show notes, go to theshrinkingmanproject.com.
All right, three's a charm. Let's try that again. I just botched that up trying to do a couple different things at once. Let's try that again. Thunder, leave the bag alone. Although those appear to be clearing up, the worst works, where a pair of my Lovenox injections seem to have bruised and met up. Where is it?
Across the room, because that's where it's most useful.
Let's take it back to the IV. So much for nice, clean audio on the third try.